John Batchelor. This is CBS Eye on the World. In the south of France, with Simon Constable writing for Forbes and Barron's and Wall Street Journal, and also making sure the roof doesn't leak too much under a torrent of rain settling on paradise at the same time, Simon has published the positive information, although there's a warning here, about coffee. Simon, coffee is an American drink. It's a European continental drink. To my knowledge, it's made inroads in the United Kingdom, but tea is preferred. Your item, however, in Forbes identifies no matter where you are or how you drink coffee, the prices are going up. Why? What's happened?
This is absolutely fascinating to me. I mean, everything in commodities goes in cycles. I had a look on the U.S. Department of Agriculture's database to look at the basically the supply-demand balance for coffee across the world. And there are basically two big places to look at. But I looked at the whole amount. And the two big places where they've had problems growing have been Brazil and Vietnam. Now, different types of coffee tend to be grown in those places, but they have both come across the same problem, which is viruses, diseases that don't really help with the growing situation. And so the crops are lower and new trees have to be grown and the rest of it. And then when you take that with reference to what's going on with the supply and demand balance, you see something that means it's near impossible for the price not to go up. Now, the record price for coffee was around $3.11 a pound, and that was set in March 1977. Right, and that's data I got, and that compares to about $2.29 a pound now. Now, this isn't what you'll pay in the shops for your coffee because it has to be roasted and packaged and moved from either Vietnam or from wherever it's grown, like Brazil or Africa. But that's the wholesale price when you're buying absolutely gobloads of this stuff. Now, if you look at this, you find out that you look at how much is consumed every year or is projected to be consumed and how much is in inventory at the beginning of the year. And that inventory allows you to take account of perhaps small bumps in the road, like disruptions or maybe a ship sinks or some of it goes off or whatever. And that over the last 20 years has halved. It went from 33% 20 years ago, that was the amount of inventory relative to consumption, was 33% 20 years ago, and now it's 16%. So you have a very little margin for error about that crop coming in. The crop doesn't come in as well as is needed. Then you have prices going up, and there's no way they can't. I absolutely think this could be a real surge in prices as opposed to just a normal rally that you might get. These seem amazingly low figures for hangover inventory.
Simon, I now pay $5.14 for a large cup of latte. You think that's going to $10? Is it that bad, or will I get away with
it? It could be that bad. I mean, one of the things I would do if I was blending coffee and I wanted to keep the price really down, I would go get some Robusta beans, which tend to be cheaper, a little more sour, and blend those in with the Arabica. And I think that's what some coffee blending companies might do just to keep the prices down. Coffee prices have gone up, but if they go up even more and too much, it could be just such a shock at the retail level, because you also have to add on the cost of energy and the cost of wages, which have all gone up as well. And we're talking, getting a bag of coffee could go up a lot more. And then when you have it in a coffee shop where you're going in, yes, it could go to $10. I'm not sure exactly how much, but if they can blend it down with cheaper grades, that may help a little bit, although you might need some sugar in that coffee if it's a bit bitter.
Simon Constable delivering the hard news from the south of France. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.